This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. The parent company of St. Mary's Health Center, SSM Healthcare, has announced the details of a reorganization resulting in nearly 600 layoffs. KBIA's Colin Hope has more on the story.
SSM Healthcare has eliminated 586 positions across its network of hospitals and clinics. Last week, SSM officials said the company could not confirm or deny reports of coming layoffs. SSM cut 206 jobs in St. Louis and 10 jobs at St. Mary's Health Center in Jefferson City. The company owns and operates 18 hospitals in Illinois, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, and Missouri. Prior to the layoffs, SSM employed roughly 30,000 people, about 1,600 of which worked at St. Mary's. Steve Van Dinter is System Director of Media Relations for SSM. He says a dramatic shift in the healthcare industry made the company look for opportunities to consolidate parts of its extensive system.
Most of these were administrative positions and not directly involved with patient care. And so to give you an example of what we were talking about is one was communications. And, you know, throughout our system, we had various different positions for communications. What we did was standardize titles, also standardize some of those functions so that we could share some of the resources across our system rather than having full communication departments in each of our hospitals.
The company said in a statement it made the majority of the layoffs through attrition, meaning it cut vacant positions or jobs it planned to recruit for or replace in the future. SSM Healthcare is a not-for-profit Catholic health system with 11 hospitals and clinics in Missouri. It is the fifth largest employer in St. Louis and serves more than 1.5 million people per year. Colin Hope, KBIA News.
A new law banning smoking in public places in Sedalia has survived an attempt to revise or repeal it. The Sedalia Democrat reports the city council voted 4-4 during a special weekend session to leave the ordinance intact. The ordinance took effect last month. It bans smoking in enclosed workplaces, bars, common areas of apartment buildings, and numerous other places. Outdoor smoking is banned in all city parks and playgrounds. Suggested revisions included allowing smoking in bars and lifting an exemption for private clubs where smoking is banned only during public events. The city council rejected those proposals. The City of Columbia's Stormwater Education and Outreach Program put on the 10th annual Hinkson Clean Sweep on Saturday. KBIA's Kyle Winker has more.
More than 130 volunteers picked up trash along five stream locations that are a part of the Hinkson watershed. The City of Columbia's stormwater educator, Mike Hymos, says the city's cleanup projects are more than just picking up trash.
All the cleanups that we do around Columbia on a regular basis are about educating the general population about people pollution, the everyday pollution you have in your life. It seems so minimal. You know, one person throws a plastic bottle or a plastic spoon or a straw or a plastic shopping bag on the ground, but it all adds up.
This year, the SEOP decided to have volunteers pick up trash downtown as well. Hymo says the downtown trash pickup was added to prevent trash on the streets from entering into the storm drain system before it flowed into local streams. All the substances that enter into city and county storm drains channel directly into local streams. Clean Sweep volunteer Will McCauley says his use of Columbia's MKT trail is what inspired him to help out.
Just, you know, when we walked on the trail, every time there was a bridge, we'd go down and walk up the creek for a little bit and try and find as much trash as possible. I like using this trail a lot, and I really just can't stand the trash out there.
The City of Columbia's Public Works Department says the volunteers picked up more than 1,600 pounds of trash. Additional large items were picked up that were not included in the final weight total. Kyle Winker, KBIA News.
Because of the federal government shutdown, some active-duty military students cannot get the tuition assistance they rely on to pay for college. Several have already dropped their classes. As KSMU's Jennifer Davidson reports, Drury University in southwest Missouri is trying to help.
Tuition assistance is not the same as the GI Bill tuition, which is usually for veterans who are out of the military. And as of now, GI Bill benefits are still covered. Tuition assistance, however, is a benefit awarded to active duty servicemen and women.
Right now, tuition assistance is completely down. And if it doesn't come up before the classes begin, tuition assistance is not retroactive.
That's Cricket Webster, director of Drury University's St. Robert and Fort Leonard Wood campuses. She says about 100 active military students in those campuses are directly affected by the shutdown. Many have served time in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're shaking their heads at how this could happen. Drury is deferring payment for its active military students who had hoped to start up in Drury's B Block classes, which start next week. Again, Drury's Cricket Webster.
Tuition assistance is, in their minds, is kind of an entitlement, you know, something that they receive that they're entitled to. And so they're in their mind, some of them are saying, you know, well, that's great, and I appreciate what you guys are trying to do for us, but I can't afford to take money out of my pay. So some of them are dropping because they're afraid that they're going to have to pick up the tab.
Webster says about a dozen active military students have dropped classes because they couldn't find alternate funding.
A lot of them, you know, are nervous. So we're trying to make sure that they've exhausted all other avenues of support that they have, because some of them are just unaware that there are other options.
The problem is, she says, an officer or specialist without a family makes too much to qualify for a Pell Grant, so they're left with a tuition bill the government promised them it would pay. For those who can't find other financial help, Drury will offer an extended payment plan. They'll at least be able to delay their payments, with the first payment due in December. That's if these active duty soldiers and airmen can scrape together the money. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.
Candidates are facing a deadline to file reports with the Missouri Ethics Commission detailing fundraising during the past 3 months. Campaign finance reports listing money raised and spent from July through September are due by the end of the day. The only statewide office at stake next year is state auditor. Republican incumbent Tom Schweik is seeking a second four-year term. He filed his finance report last week, indicating he had about $500,000 in his campaign account as of the end of September. Missouri House member Jay Swearingen of Kansas City is the lone Democrat so far to announce plans to run for auditor. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.